Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, football continues to provide twists and turns during the season. In college football, we got to cash a 9-overtime under between Illinois and Penn State. And now in the National Football League, we lose a ticket to a quarterback that plays the entire game and throws for less than 20 yards. Yeah, I kind of wish we would have played the prop bet last night on Mac Jones under the passing yards, but we didn't. Congrats to the Patriots. They are now clearly the class of the AFC. So after 13 weeks of the National Football League, let's take a look at the trends. This past week, the favorites go 8-5 against the number. That is back-to-back winning weeks for the favorites. Year-to-date, though, the dogs are winning at 54.2%. Road teams, 7-6 last week. Away teams are hitting at 56.8% year-to-date. On the totals, the under goes 8-5 this past week, and unders now are hitting at 55.8% so far this season. Here on the podcast in the National Football League, we're at 57.9%, so we're still beating all of the straight trends. Hopefully, we can get it back above 58% this upcoming week. So now let's get to our Tuesday card. We're going to lead off on the frozen pond with Edmonton, -1.5 over Minnesota, and that's at a +180. So the Oilers are 9-2 at home. Last time out, they lost to the Kings 5-1. The Wild, meanwhile, 7-4-1 on the road. Last time out, they beat Toronto 4-3 in a shootout. So lots of young talent on the ice tonight in this marquee matchup. It is the first meeting of the year between these two teams. The Oilers are a great home team. Coach Tippett challenged the team after their biggest loss of the year to the Kings. Minnesota's red hot, so the Oilers will have focus and motivation tonight. So I'm on Edmonton, -1.5 at a +180. Next up, we go to the association. We're in the NBA. We're going to play New York and San Antonio under the 212.5. So only three games on the NBA schedule tonight. The most attractive to me was this one. The Knicks are 14-9 to the under. The Spurs are 11-10-1 to the under this season. Last five for the Spurs have failed to go over, including a 104-108 loss to Phoenix last time out. So let's go Knicks and Spurs under the 212.5 tonight in the NBA. Next up, we go to college basketball, where we're going to do something we have not done before. So I had a back and forth with a listener named James in Florida, and he's a football player that just wants to dabble in basketball. And I reluctantly agreed to give a play of the day in college basketball. Now, here on the podcast, every unit is the same. We bet the same on every single game, but I get it. He just wants one game for seven games in college basketball. So our first ever play of the day for college basketball, we're going to play James Madison +6.5 over Virginia. So these are games that I love. Once again, it is big school at small school. This game is already sold out with 8,500 fans expected to rock the house tonight at JMU. The Cavaliers come into this one at 6-3 this season with a 1-point loss to Iowa and a 1-point win over Purdue of late. JMU is 5-2 this season, coming off a 4-point win at Florida Atlantic after a 12-point loss to Murray State. So I'm going to finally play the Dukes of James Madison in basketball. I'm on JMU tonight, +6.5 in our first ever college basketball play of the day. Next up, we're going to play Providence, -7 over Vermont. Vermont is a solid 5-3 with an upset win at Northern Iowa and a nice home win against App State on the resume. They've been favored in their last six, but they did drop two of those games to UNC Greensboro and Oakland. Providence is 8-1 so far this year with their lone loss to Virginia by 18. They do have nice wins over Rhode Island, Texas Tech, Northwestern, and at Wisconsin on the resume. I like this Friars team. I think they get out of the foul game range and cover the 7 tonight against the Catamounts of Vermont. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Michigan, -7.5 at Nebraska. So the Huskers are 5-4, coming off a 4-point loss at NC State and a 13-point loss at Indiana. The Wolverines are 5-3, coming off a 21-point loss at North Carolina and a 14-point victory over San Diego State. Lincoln is a tough place to play, but Western Illinois and Creighton made it work. I believe Michigan has Final Four talent, so I'm going to lay the 7.5 tonight on the Wolverines at Nebraska. Next up in the docket, it is Cal State Northridge, +12 over Boise State. So the Broncos are 4-4 with wins over the likes of Ole Miss, Temple, and Tulsa. However, they are 0-2 against Big West teams, losing to UC Irvine and Cal Bakersfield. Northridge is 2-4 and will be near the bottom of the Big West this year. Last time out, they lost at Fresno by 18. It could be blowout city tonight, but I think the Matadors keep this one close at home. So I'm going with Northridge +12 against Boise State. Next up, we're going to play Syracuse +9.5 over Villanova. So I still wish Syracuse was in the Big East for basketball. I miss the good old days. Villanova is a Final Four team with losses to Purdue and UCLA so far. Syracuse has some bad losses, but they do have back-to-back wins now over Indiana and at Florida State. The Carrier Dome will be loud tonight with an old rival in the house. So I'm going to take the 9.5 and hope Jimmy's boys are on their game tonight. It is the Orange +9.5 over Villanova. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Tulsa -2.5 over Loyola Marymount. So LMU is 4-3 with an upset win over SMU so far. Last time out, they won at Long Beach State by 3. Tulsa is 4-4 with upset wins over Rhode Island and Oregon State on the resume. Last time out, they lost by 5 at Boise State. I like Frank Haith and the Golden Hurricane tonight, -2.5 over Loyola Marymount. Then in your final game on the card, we're going to play Butler, +10.5 at Oklahoma. So the Bulldogs are 5-3, coming off an underwhelming 11-point win over Saginaw Valley State. They have lost to Michigan State by 21, Houston by 18, and Texas A&M by 7. Oklahoma is 7-1, coming off that nice 7-point victory over Florida. Not sure how good that looks today, as it did the day before Texas Southern upset Florida. But nonetheless, the Sooners are a good club, and 10 is a big number, though. So I expect Butler to have a chance to steal this one late. I'm on the Bulldogs, +10.5 in this one. So let's recap your Tuesday card. On the Frozen Pond, we like Edmonton, -1.5 over Minnesota at a +180. In the Association, we're on the Knicks and the Spurs under the 212.5. In our first ever college basketball play of the day, we're on James Madison, +6.5 over Virginia. We also like Providence, -7 over Vermont. Michigan, -7.5 at Nebraska. Cal State Northridge, +12 over Boise State. Syracuse, +9.5 over Villanova. Tulsa, -2.5 over Loyola Marymount. And Butler, +10.5 at Oklahoma. So that's your card for Tuesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.